right along. And I'd like to call the meeting to order, and we'll start with the pledge of the flag. Could you please lead us, Legislator Ronk?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Seated.
Announcements, fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones, please silence cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Microphones, please be reminded to use your microphone when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Archer?
Here.
Bartels. Bruno?
Here.
Cahill?
Here.
Corcoran?
Here.
Criswell? DeLon?
Here.
Donaldson?
Here.
Fabiano? Gavaris?
Present.
Green?
Here.
Haynes?
Here.
Hepner? Litz?
Here.
Lopez? Mayo? Parity?
Yep.
Petit?
Here.
Roberts? Ronk?
Present.
Uchitel? Walter and Waro.
Here.
14 present and 9 absent. Tonight, our first public hearing is on proposed Local Law Number 3 of 2021, a local law amending Local Law Number 7 of 2014, a local law respecting the outdoor restraint of companion animals.
Already on the issue, do we have anyone signed up?
We do. We have one speaker signed up, and that's Gina Carbonari.
You state your name and your town you live in.
Gina Carbonari, town of Hurley. I'm also the executive director for the Ulster County SPCA. I just wanted to take the time tonight to talk a little bit about tethering with animals, specifically with dogs. And what the amendments to this ordinance is going to do is help to ensure that we can do our job better as the only humane law enforcement agency in Ulster County. So we receive many complaints about tethering throughout the year. Mostly we do get those complaints when we have more extreme weather or extreme temperatures in the winter and the summertime. But the way that things are written right now, it really does not give us any concrete means to be able to say that this animal is in a condition that is completely inappropriate. So a lot of the details that have been now included in this is really going to allow us to be able to enforce something that to this point really has not been enforceable. By including some of the specifics regarding temperatures, some of the specifics regarding the length of time that an animal can be tethered, the conditions in which that animal can be legally tethered, it's really going to do a huge service to the animals in our county, as well as to the folks who own those animals by us being able to better educate them on why we don't want to have animals tethered, the behavior issues that can happen when you have an animal tethered long term. And I think the most important piece of this legislation is where we have identified what is the actual intent of this, and the intent being that your animal should be tethered for a short period of time while you're trying to do a temporary task, not that your dog lives at the end of a line. A dog who lives at the end of the line tends to become more aggressive. They become more reactive because that dog is generally just frustrated all day long. There's so many things that the animal can't get to. There's a lot of dangers that the animal can experience by being tied up, getting wrapped up around different objects, potentially hanging themselves. We've seen dogs that has happened to. So there are a lot of things that we've really clarified so much better in these amendments that will, like I said, allow us to do our job in being able to have clear-cut standards when it comes to tethering. We're not trying to tell anybody that you can never put your animal out on a lead. That's not realistic in Ulster County. So we tried to find a way that we can get a balance between the two of making sure the animals are being cared for properly, and at the same time, understanding that people do have situations where they may have to have their animal tethered for a short period. So I do hope that everyone takes the time to read through all of the details. And certainly, I'm always available if anybody has any questions about tethering, about animals in general, and what we do with humane law at the Ulster County SPCA. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on proposed local law number 3? Would anyone else like to speak on proposed local law number 3?
You need to be signed up for that to speak?
If you want to speak, you can. Just come up. Just state your name and the town you live in. It's pretty good. It's good enough.
How you doing? I'm Shannon Ryan. I am the Region 3 representative for the New York State Houndsmen. I have had a long-term history with the SPCA in Ulster County, specifically as it pertains to hunting dogs. I was unaware this was on a slate tonight, actually. It's very interesting for me. I was a law-abiding citizen until the tethering law came around. I believe it's a do-gooder law, actually, and it did a lot of harm to my family in particular. I had folks coming to my property and entering my property, videotaping. I had dogs tethered for a long time. I had the SPCA visit many times. It was all documented. Was very well documented. I share the same vet to this day that the SPCA does. I was told over and over again that my dogs are in better shape than most of the indoor dogs in his care. And he has often said that if I needed someone to speak on my behalf, that he would do so. As far as the health for the animal of tethering, I've kept dogs in both manners, both in kennels, indoors, and on tethers. I find, especially with a hunting dog, that without having a wall in front of them, they tend to feel much more at ease. It's easier to keep conditions clean for those animals when they're in that environment as opposed to being in a kennel. Dogs in kennels, particularly when they're staring at a wall 24 hours a day, hunting dogs aren't house dogs. So in my mind, this was a law that was written with good intentions, but should have been thought through a little more clearly with respect to hunting animals or working dogs, let's say, not necessarily pertaining to hunting, because a lot of people use their dogs for specific purposes. So when it comes to conditions, if I take this animal that I'm going to run, say I'm going to run bear in the summertime with this animal or a group of animals, they need to be conditioned like any athlete would be conditioned to the outdoor environment. If I keep my dog indoors as is demanded by the tethering law, then I take that dog out on a 70, 80 degree day with high humidity, I'm going to run that dog to death, and I don't want to do that. That law, it doesn't make any sense to the health of the animal when you handle it in that respect. I don't want to take up your time, but I have a lot of proof through of tethering through the New York State Houndsman. I'd be happy to pass it along to you so you can all see it.
And the town you live in?
I live in the town of Shandaken, but I actually live in Greene County, so I don't have to deal with the tethering law anymore. I was forced to move.
Would anyone else like to speak on proposed local law number 3?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Seconded by Senator Cahill. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Public hearing number 2.
Our second public hearing tonight is on the tentative budget for Ulster County Community College for the year 2021-2022, and there are no speakers signed up.
Would anyone like to speak on it that did not sign up? Would anyone like to speak on the tentative budget for the Ulster County Community College that did not sign up? For the third time, would anyone like to speak on the tentative budget for the Ulster County Community College? Having heard none?
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Seconded by? Senator Gavaris. Public comment closed.
Our third public hearing this evening is on proposed local law number 5 of 2021, a local law amending local law number 3 of 2019, a local law establishing the Ulster County Electrical Licensing Board and providing for the qualifications, examination, licensing, and regulations of electricians in Ulster County, New York. There are no speakers signed up.
On local law number 5, are there any speakers that would like to speak? On local law number 5, any speakers that would like to speak? For the third and last time, on local law number 5, any speakers that would like to speak? Having heard none?
Mr. Chairman, hearing none,
well,
I will make a motion.
Somebody raise their hand. This part of...
I withdraw my motion.
As a point of information, this is a change in the law that's already passed. So this is just an adjustment. Yeah, this is passed. This is an amendment to the licensing.
Well, I'll just say something as a little turn. I'm Attilio Contini. I live in Bloomington, town of Rosendale. I'm not a licensed electrician, but I have considerable electrical experience from the job I used to have at IBM, and I also have a number of friends who are licensed electricians. And I can tell you that my personal opinion primarily on the county level, we should not have to have to license electricians in particular, because the state licensing program is adequate enough and strict enough so that, my personal opinion, there is no need for you people to even be bothered with worrying about licensing electricians. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Anyone else like to speak on the amendment to local law number 5? Anyone else? We're ready.
Hearing no additional comments, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Seconded. Seconded by Senator Gavaris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Having none? Adjourned.
Tonight's fourth and final public hearing is on proposed local law number 4 of 2021, a local law authorizing participation in the hunting pilot program for 12 and 13-year-old deer hunters. We do have three speakers signed up, and the first speaker is Jay Martin.
Good evening. I'm Jay Martin. I live in the village of Accord, town of Rochester. About 17 years ago, I came before the Ulster County Legislature to have them consider something that was about 100 years overdue, and that was to help protect yearling bucks. The county legislature, and some of the people were still here who were there then, in its wisdom, decided to support a resolution that would support the minimum antler restriction size of 3 points on one side to make a buck a legal animal. That was about 100 years overdue. Tonight I'm here to ask your support for something that is still many years overdue, and that is permitting 12 and 13-year-olds to hunt deer with a firearm or a crossbow. These are our hunters of tomorrow. This is not just to send the kid out in the woods with a firearm or a crossbow and shoot something. The rules and the regimen is very strict. The youth, 12 or 13, must be with an experienced hunter. That youth must have passed the hunter safety course. That youth and the mentor must be in fluorescent orange or pink. That youth may only have, both parties may only share one implement to be used only by the youth, The mentor may not handle that implement except in a safety situation. This is something that I think we really should consider. New York is the only state that now requires someone to be 16 years of age before he or she can hunt big game with a firearm or with a crossbow. So I'm seeking your support for that law. About 50 counties now have passed a similar law. Last night, Dutchess County legislature passed it unanimously. So I'm seeking your support and hope to get it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The second speaker signed up is Attilio Contini.
Thank you again. I'm from Bloomington, like I said before. I'm sincerely asking you to consider passing local law number four, which is a pilot program for training younger would-be hunters, 12 and 13 years of old. As a hunter for over 50 years, as a matter of fact, my hunting experience is going back close to 60 years now. When I was 8, 9 years old, I used to go out with my father. He would take me hunting, and I would make believe I was carrying a gun, but I learned how to hunt. And that's the important thing. The whole thing is about education. And as Jay said, the program is well supervised. And we need to bring up our youngsters being able to not only know about guns, but to know what they're doing when they're in the woods. My personal opinion, and part of the important part of hunting is knowing your environment and knowing how to hunt and how to hunt safely. And that's what this program is all about. One other thing, I planned on bringing a bumper sticker with me, which most of you had probably have seen. The bumper sticker says, kids that hunt fish, do not mug little old ladies. That's what safety is all about. I appreciate your support, and thank you very much.
The final speaker signed up is Shannon Ryan.
Okay, so you caught me off guard for last something. So, again, good evening. My name is Shannon Ryan. I am the president of the Federated Sportsmen's Clubs of Ulster County. We represent 32 organizations comprised of 5,000 individuals from all parts of Ulster County, Saugerties landowners to Walker Valley Sportsmen's Association, from Lake Katrine Rod and Gun Club to Phoenicia Fish and Game, and many more in between. When the DEC announced the 12 and 13-year-old pilot program for deer hunting, our organization strongly supported the idea. Not only have other states around us successfully added similar programs, but clearly the DEC sees the added benefits of teaching ethics and safety to this age group. With a mentor present with the youth hunter, close attention can be paid to safety. One-on-one instruction at this age can produce safe techniques that'll last a lifetime. With today's busy lifestyles, allowing 12 and 13-year-olds time to hunt with a mentor throughout an entire season ensures they will find more opportunity to get out in the field. More opportunity equals more repetition, reinforcement of proper techniques, and ethics involved in hunting. This produces a safer generation of hunters. Here is a stronger opportunity than weekend youth hunts offer. This age group has already been participating in bow hunting seasons for deer and bear with great success. The Federated Sportsmen of Ulster County stand with the DEC's decision to offer this program and recognize it as our responsibility to teach our youth respect, responsibility, and ethics. Please support this program and help us encourage and educate our youth. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? Would anyone else like to speak on the proposed local law number four? Would anyone else like to speak on proposed local law number 4? That was the third time. No response. Legislator Litz.
Mr. Chairman, hearing no additional speakers, I will make a motion for adjournment of the public
hearing. Seconded by Legislator Gavaris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. It's adjourned. The next regular meeting of the legislature will be held Tuesday, July 20th at 2021 at 7 p.m. at SUNY Ulster Student Life Center, Vanderlyn Hall, Stone Ridge Campus, 491 Cottage Hill Road, Stone Ridge, New York.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Seconded by Gavaris. All those in favor?
Aye.